welcome back to it. I'm just sitting here reading about Rashida Tlaib race against Brenda Jones. It looks like everybody expects a close race. We'll see what happens. Of course, it's always about the money. Tlaib has $3 million. Jones, $140,000. Buy your way to Congress and keep paying the rent, and you probably won't get evicted. We'll see what happens. In Minneapolis, speaking of far leftist ideas, in the wake of the George Floyd death, more than $500 million in damage was done. And they asked for money from the federal government to the city of Minneapolis, which was rejected, by the way, as it should have been. Now Minneapolis police are telling residents to obey the criminals and be ready to be robbed. I'm not kidding you. Be ready to be robbed because the police are not going to be there because they want to defund the police, dismantle the police, get rid of the police in Minneapolis and elsewhere. This is the left-wing idea of a new America. Minneapolis, by the way, reporting a 46% increase in carjackings, 36% increase in robberies. Police in the city's third precinct alone have received more than 100 reports of robberies and carjackings in just the last 30 days. Officials now telling residents to be ready and willing to comply with the demands of criminals in an email sent to the 3rd Precinct residents. Congratulations. We're trying our grand experiment on you. Congratulations, 3rd Precinct resident. If you get a gun pointed in your face, give them your car. If they demand everything in your house, let them have it. After all, it's just property. Lives are more important than property, right? Unless, of course, you've worked your tail off and bought a car or have a place to stay. Now it's being forcefully taken from you by an armed criminal in a felony act. Be prepared to give up your cell phone, your purse, and your wallet, the police said in their email, a copy of which has been shared and obtained by Alpha News. The email says citizens should listen to criminals and do as they say. The message warned that some victims have been maced, dragged, assaulted, and some threatened with a gun. Be prepared to give up your purse, your wallet, your cell phone, and do as they say. It's really quite striking, isn't it? In addition to emailing Minneapolis residents, the police have circulated the directions through the local media as well. KTSP, Bring Me the News, and other outlets have all reported the directives word for word. And the police chief there said his department has redeployed internal resources and intelligence gathering to combat what he calls an uptick in crime. Now, how is that going to work? How is that going to work if you defund the police and dismantle the police? Who are they going to call then? Huh? Who's getting that phone call? A social worker? By the way, I've got a gun in my face and a guy's trying to take my car right now. Can you come talk to him and help him with his feelings? He seems angry right now. He seems to have anger issues. Yeah, that's going to work well. Let's see here. In Seattle, another part of the petri dish of defunding police, several Seattle city council members unveiled a string of proposals to scale down the city's police force through layoffs and attrition, but they stopped well short of cutting the department in half, as they had promised they would do. In fact, the reductions are a total of $3 million out of a $409 million budget. $3 billion reduced out of a $409 million. That's going to go a long way to pacifying the radical Antifa activists. And speaking of Antifa and the squad and those on the left, let's go to bite number 7. Because Ayanna Pressley, a member of the squad, along with AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, took time yesterday, to defend Antifa and violence. Yes, she did. I can't make this stuff up. Bite number seven. Ayanna Pressley, go.
As we have seen with movements, they will try to co-opt it and undermine it and sanitize it and whitewash it. But the Black Lives Matter activists that are today called Antifa were in the 1960s being called communists, okay? They were just as disruptive and agitating the status quo and just as impatient.
So she says that the Black Lives Matter people are now called Antifa. They're the same thing, she says. Antifa and BLM are the same thing, she says. And listen, they're just protesting. They're just doing their thing. What are you worried about? Meanwhile, in Seattle, the chief of police there, Carmen Best, man, is she having a rough ride. You know, after the CHOP zone had a few people killed and gunned down, they decided to take that out, the autonomous zone in the middle of her city that she also let exist there, the East Precinct taken over and destroyed. Carmen Best urging elected leaders to stand up for what is right. Why? Because a group of these lovely Antifa BLM protesters came to her house. What? Who did she call? Did she call a social worker? These folks seem upset. Can we talk about their feelings? Well, we could, but they just threw a brick through my window and a Molotov cocktail's on the way. That didn't happen, but I'm just saying. Not at her house, anyway. In a Monday letter to the city council, Beth said her home in Snohomish County was targeted Sunday by aggressive protesters, prompting concerns from her neighbors. The crowd wasn't able to trespass or engage in illegal behavior despite their attempts to do so, said the chief of police. Why did you call your own officers? Oh, yeah. These direct actions against elected officials, especially civil servants like myself, are out of line and go against every democratic principle that guides our nation. No kidding. What a revelation. These go against our democratic principles and all that we stand for. No kidding. Before this devolves into a new way of doing business by mob rule here in Seattle and across the nation, elected officials like you must forcefully call for an end of these tactics. Well, hallelujah. The chief of police, Carmen Best in Seattle, has seen the light. We need police and we need laws enforced. What a shock. Thank you, Madam Chief. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.